Our lead story, Israel has fired at least 6 artillery shells into southern Lebanon. This comes after a rocket from Lebanon hit the southern Israeli town of Maalot and slightly injured 3 people there. Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has denied responsibility for the rocket fire. Lebanon's Prime Minister Fouad Siniora denounced both attacks and said the Israeli shelling is an unacceptable and unjustified violation of the Lebanese sovereignty. Siniora stressed Lebanon is committed to implementing UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which ended the 2006 war between Hezbollah and Israel. From southern Lebanon, our correspondent Nadine Mazloum now joins us to give us an update. Nadine, what can you tell us?
Yes, Kaveh, we've been here since the morning where we have been notified that 2 rockets were launched from the southern Lebanese town of Kulayla, which is 12 kilometers from the Israeli border. Now, these 2 rockets, one had landed, had crossed and had landed in northern Israel, resulting in 3 casualties, while the other one had crashed in the southern Lebanese town of Nakoura. Since the morning, the Lebanese armed forces and the UNIFIL have been conducting severe patrols. Aerial patrols, land patrols, trying to find any other forms of weapons and conducting investigations. And I have with me now the Lieutenant Colonel Diego Fulco, who is the UNIFIL information officer. He'll be telling us more about what the UNIFIL has been doing throughout the day. Lieutenant Colonel Fulco, what do you think about that?
According to the preliminary information of UNIFIL, this morning 2 rockets were fired from a banana plantation not far away from here, 7 kilometers south of Tyre. And one impacted inside Israeli territory, and another one, because of a malfunction, impacted inside the Lebanese territory. The IDF reacted with 2 salves of artillery, and because of that, LAF and UNIFIL increased their patrolling. They are performing severe patrols, searches, in order to prevent any further escalation. At the same time, the force commander, Major General Claudio Graziano, is in contact with both sides, with the high official from LAF and IDF, in order to urge restraint and to maintain the ceasefire. He also briefed the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Mr. Fouad Siniora, about the event, and especially about the measures that have been taken by UNIFIL.
Now, this is the 3rd incident of its kind in a period of a month and a half to take place where rockets have been launched from the southern Lebanon into Israel. And so far, what have the investigations given you any information about who are behind these attacks?
This kind of investigation are always complex, and they take a lot of time in order to get a result that can be proved. And especially, it can be reliable. Therefore, it's not, in only a couple of weeks that, you can get, a good result and reliable results. This is the 3rd one. There's an investigation conducted by LAF and UNIFIL in order to ascertain, what happened this morning, and especially, who are, the perpetrators of this event.
In regards to Prime Minister Fouad Siniora, he has denounced these acts and he has said that this is a violation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. What can you tell me about that?
Well, usually, what UNIFIL does, always in these cases, is, to name a commission, to form a commission, in order, to ascertain, to examine all the reports, in order, to judge whether it is a violation of 1701 or not. So at the moment, from UNIFIL, there is no comment on that.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kaveh, this is all that what was said from the lieutenant here as an official statement from the UNIFIL here in South Lebanon.
Well, Nadine, there wasn't much said there. What can you tell us? I listened to your correspondent that happened earlier in the day. At least you mentioned that there were 3 groups that denied responsibility, Popular Front for Liberation
yes.
of Palestine. Why don't you tell us
yes.
more at least about that?
Well, basically, we've noticed that for the first time today, the Lebanese resistance movement of Hezbollah has declared officially that they have nothing to do with these rocket launches that have occurred this morning from South Lebanon. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and Fatah as well have also stated that. They have also denied any responsibility or any attachment to these rocket launches that have occurred this morning. I've spoken to the locals here around me, and many of them here are very suspicious that these rocket launches may have been conducted by Israeli spies. Many of the locals here around me have said that, and they have said we live here around this area. This is an agricultural area. As you can see, the Lieutenant Colonel mentioned that the rockets were launched from banana plantations. So the locals here really have they don't have much to gain from launching these rockets. As you know, they do live from agriculture, so when it's retaliated and shelled these fields, these people are losing their livelihood, basically their bread intake. So the locals here are very suspicious that Israeli spies may be behind these rocket launches that are occurring from South Lebanon.
We appreciate that. Nadeem Mazloum there from Southern Lebanon giving us an update on the recent developments there. Thank you very much, Nadeem.